Good morning, everyone. We begin with the story of Richard Holbrook, who passed away yesterday, died at age 69. Perhaps you got the news over the weekend. He collapsed in a meeting with Hillary Clinton, talking about various aspects of foreign policy, including his assignment as the envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, was rushed to George Washington University Hospital, where we're reporting this morning from sources close to the family that his last words before going into a 21-hour surgical procedure were, "You've got to stop this war in Afghanistan."
And if that's true, it's an amazing detail.
Well, not to get too transcendentalist, but if there are angels in the world and Richard Holbrook is speaking to them, probably the thing he's most angry about this morning is the fact that he died before he could complete whatever work he was doing in Afghanistan. I suspect that frustration might be familiar to our next guest. George Packer from The New Yorker has written numerous profiles of Ambassador Holbrook, his latest one called The Last Mission. He joins us now from Brooklyn. Good morning, George.
Hi, John. I'm actually in Tampa, Florida.
All right, great. Well, it's great to talk to you wherever you are. It's hard to imagine that Holbrook would leave a job undone. This tragedy certainly has an impact on U.S. policy in Afghanistan. But what are your thoughts this morning?
Well, first, I'm just incredibly sad and sort of stunned. It's hard to conceive of a world without him because he was such a big, relentless, indefatigable man. And he was in motion all the time, calling people, getting on an airplane, reading something, emailing, just always reaching out for people, as well as pushing forward with his work and his family life. I don't know how he packed so much life into his 69 years. I was thinking last night about all the ground he covered, all the places where he served, all the wars, all the people he touched, and it goes back, you know, over half a century to Vietnam at the beginning of his career, and it's just sad. That's how I feel this morning. Really sad.
Well, George Packer, one of the things that you address in your article, The Last Mission, is Holbrook's decision to tackle Afghanistan. I mean, this is a man who could have quite easily rested on laurels and not tackled an incredibly thorny problem in Afghanistan and chose to do so anyway. Why do you think that is?
Because I don't think it would have been easy for him at all to rest on his laurels. He was a restless man. He needed work to do, and a particular kind of work, government work, work in the service of his country in foreign affairs. And when he got the offer from Obama to be the special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, I noticed an almost physical change in him. He suddenly was even more alert, more focused, more energized than before when he was out of government. It was as if his physical being required this. And so I think it was something that he wanted to do and he needed to do. He would never have said no to an offer like that, although he was a tough negotiator and he made sure it was on his terms.
We're talking with George Packer, a New Yorker writer, whose recent profile of Ambassador Richard Holbrook, who died yesterday, is called The Last Mission. George, you and I shared a chunk of the summer with Richard Holbrook back in 2008, right around the time that Joe Biden was named as Barack Obama's running mate. And if you'll recall, that was right at the time that Russia invaded Georgia, and there was this conflict between Russia and Georgia in the Caucasus. And the idea of a conflict, and he had just been over there and he gave a presentation on it, on the subject, that there was a conflict, it meant he should be there to figure it out. And I can recall just how excited he was by first the implications of this and how urgently he wanted this whole conflict to end. Wherever there was conflict in the world, he wanted to be there.
Yeah, and he made sure he was one of the very first Americans to get into Tbilisi after that war broke out. He had a journalist instinct and drive, as you know. He would wanted to be a journalist when he was a young man. He didn't get the job he wanted at the New York Times, and in his restless and ambitious way, he immediately switched tracks and went to the State Department. But he never lost the love of journalism and being around reporters who were such a wonderful source of information. information and stories and gossip. I think in many ways he felt closer to the reporters who covered him than to the diplomats who he worked with and negotiated with. And he needed to be on the spot. I mean, he chafed against security bubbles and, you know, the high-level surroundings of his diplomatic role. And what he wanted was to go out and talk to people. And as much as he could, he did.
You know, we talked with journalists earlier this morning who saw him in action in the Balkans, nailing together, doing the dirty deed, talking with the enemies, and not taking a sort of ideological attitude about who to negotiate. It was all about getting the peace. Did that skill and that talent and that instinct serve him well or poorly in Afghanistan?
Well, I think he realized early on, if he didn't already know it before he took the job, that Afghanistan was not going to end like Bosnia. There would be no round table with the Taliban and Pakistan and Karzai cutting a peace deal and Richard Holbrooke emceeing the whole thing. It's a different kind of war. It's closer, much closer, to the war that began his career, the Vietnam War, an insurgency with a kind of endless quality to it because it's so deeply woven in the fabric of that country. And I think what I saw in him over the last couple of years was a patience that I didn't know he had.
Wow.
An ability to keep going back over and over to Kabul and to Islamabad without the end in sight, and probably knowing that there would be no end in his tenure as a special representative, and still going back and still working, pushing it a few inches at a time. That's a side of Holbrooke that I didn't know existed, and it was very impressive.
Well, he leaves Afghanistan a work in progress with his death yesterday. A personal note, George, you say he loved the press. Everybody who ever interviewed him understands that. Is it possible to have fallen under his spell? Do you feel as though at certain times you could be manipulated by this guy?
Of course he tried to manipulate me all the time. He tried to manipulate all of us, and one simply had to acknowledge the power of his charm and his intelligence and then push it away and write the truth. And I tried to do that, and he kind of gave me a kind of credit and said, you know, I didn't like everything you wrote about me, but I have to admit it's pretty close to the truth. And that he was capable of seeing himself from that kind of distance. He had a sense of history all the time. In his mind, we were always looking back on the events in which he was engaged, and that helped him to talk to journalists a lot.
The Last Mission is the name of George Packer's last profile of Richard Holbrooke, who died yesterday at age 69. George, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.